Welcome Chaos, a podcast about marriage, family life, and all the ingredients that guarantee chaos in our lives. So, can we keep peace and happily ever after in the midst of all chaos? And so, how do we do it?
This is Welcome Chaos with Linda and Johan Oden.
Yeah, is it a chaotic Friday or Saturday or Sunday?
Well, this day has started not that much chaotic.
I know. So we live in Edinburgh in Scotland, and I'm now looking out from our window, and I can see people. I can see people with dogs. I can see the sun. I can see blue sky. It's really pretty good. It's a pretty good day, isn't it?
Yes, it's a really good day.
And also now, after we have received news that lockdown is about to... Well, we don't know yet if it is a final...
We have a roadmap, so to speak.
We have
yes.
a roadmap. How exciting is that?
I know. It feels like, can this be real?
I feel... I want to go travel the world. I want to jump out of an airplane.
Do you know what?
I want to... Drink Tabasco. I don't know.
I would just be happy just to leave the city for a day.
That's true. So to leave the neighborhood, to go to a friend's house, or just to invite people over.
Yeah.
That will soon come true. So this month of February, we renamed it to I Love You Airy after Veganary. And then we stepped into... So I don't really know what we're going to do with Veganary, I Love You Airy, and then March. But it will be. Something will come out of this. We have talked about different kinds of love in this Valentine flow month. We started off with the philia, which is more like a friendship kind of relational love. And then we talked about eros, which is between a passionate... love.
Yep.
And then last podcast, we explored that a little bit more to talk around the passion, you know, the
more the sexual,
part of eros. And I mentioned a word, clitoris, which I started to be used to say. It's actually not a word that I've been using in almost my 50-year life. No. It's not a word that I have really pinned down in my vocabulary until I found so much amazing stuff about this organ in a female body that I decided to teach on it, or to spread the word in a marriage conference that we were speaking at. But I realized on the way there, I had to rehearse to repeat it, say it out loud.
Because you read it.
And I've written it, and I had, researched
it. But you never said it.
No, but I hadn't. Right. So I needed to, say it a lot.
Yep.
But now we are going to talk about another... do you know what? It feels weird to compare this type of love to the other types of love. Because this is the source of everything.
This is the foundation. I think this is where we should all aim at. This is where we set the bar. Yeah, this is
absolutely.
Where we sort of where everything actually basically flows from.
Yes.
Yeah.
For us, and for people who believes in Jesus,
yes.
and it's the love of agape,
yeah.
which is the unconditional, selfless, ultimate life. Pouring, giving love
they
of
said
God.
The highest form of love.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So in the beginning, or at the start, when people come to us and they need to discuss, or they need to have help and navigate their marriage crisis or something, this is where we start always.
Yeah.
And this is often quite provocative for a husband and a wife when we ask them, what do you have you built your marriage on? Are you believers? Do you believe in God or what? Because you always say you built it on something.
Yeah.
So what? So we need to get down. What is your foundation?
Yes, because I mean, when you have a foundation of we're in this together, just you and I, and And that's the strength of the marriage, or you actually have...
Which means then that you are actually strong just as the daily strength that you have.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Or from a Christian point of view, when you say that God, when you get married, you become one flesh, and that's the foundation. That's where you have the source of the love, the source of the strength, and everything is where... But many of us, we forget that. So even if you have a faith, we need to remind them where they should point their focus to.
Yeah.
Because so many times, you know, both you and I have been guilty of it, and people that we speak to and coach, their focus is like, can you please fix her? Mm. Can you please fix him? Yeah. Because I have a problem with him. Yeah. I have a problem with her.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I know what needs to be fixed.
Yes.
I think also what it is very important, and why we ask this question, is also that every marriage you are going through a phase of whatever they go through, it starts within yourself.
Yep.
It is an internal reality check. It's not where you have the reality check of the and sign the diagnosis of the other person. It's actually an internal, and this is also where the foundation and the relationship with God needs to be stressed, because if you have received Jesus as your savior, that also needs to be the foundation of how you love and how you extend love, or how you show love, because that has first been given to you.
Yeah.
And that was a turning point for moi, myself, because I had completely forgotten about how to involve God in my own marriage, and in how I needed help.
Mm.
And I had to reflect on my own situation with God. And when I realized that, and this is bizarre, you know, when you have been a Christian for a long time and you take communion and it's like, oh, thank you, God, that you forgave me. Thank you. Yes, Jesus, you. But actually, when you're in that moment when it's like, it's only you and him, and it's like, God, you love me so much that you don't even want me to focus on that bad stuff, or you, I can even give you this, or you have forgiven me first. And that has been a tremendous, important reminder throughout my life that I was forgiven first. And because of that, I can actually extend that to people who've hurt me over the years, or when I've hurt myself and I needed to get.
Yeah. And I think that's help. why agape is so challenging, the love, the unconditional love.
Yeah.
That means that I love you no matter what. It doesn't matter what you do, what you say. It's unconditional, I think. And to be honest, I'm a bit, I have a way to go to reach that point.
When we
stretch for that, we can also forgive one another. And I think one way of expressing this type of love is actually found in the Bible.
I know. Yeah. And there is this famous verse of that I just want to read it. But I just started to read the Passion Bible, and it is contemporary, but just listen to it. So this is what John 3:16 says in the Passion. For here is the way God loved the world. He gave his only unique son as a gift. So now everyone who believes in him will never perish but experience everlasting life. God did not send his son into the world to judge and condemn the world, but to be its savior and rescue it. Mm. And it is not a done deal when you become a Christian and you think that you don't need to remember that he is the savior 24 hours a day, 60 seconds every minute. His power and his love is active and alive for every single situation we end up in. And I can I can share a personal story of how deep this goes in my own life, and maybe you find it as difficult for me to say clitoris. Maybe you find it difficult to say Jesus. You know, that yeah. is just I don't know, that just comes out maybe as a swear word. I don't know if you're listening and you have never ever experienced or even viewed your life from a perspective of a Jesus as a savior, but it is real. And it's not very long time ago. I had to have that help from him to forgive a situation that so deeply hurt me that it was that type of situation, you know, when you go into your room and you cry and there is no sound to it. It is so deep and it's so real and pain that you feel it in every cell of your bones. And I remember that at that time when I could only think my prayers, the chaos was so in my face and the wounds were so, you know, out and in the open. And I remember that I felt almost like it was this type. I had to have this communication, this conversation with Jesus, and said, "Jesus, have you forgiven this? Is this forgivable for you? To you, did you die for this?" And because because I knew that this was nothing myself could forgive, I needed every help from heaven to be able to rise up and to walk in forgiveness, because the fear of me was that I would live my life with unforget, that I wasn't forgiven this thing, and I knew that that would have been dangerous to myself, my life, my family, my marriage, and everything in it. So I had to have that on my knees. I was like, "Jesus, where are you?" And in this moment, and this is what I feel I have to say, that in that moment when I had this dialogue with God, nothing had changed in the situation when I left my room, but I knew God was in it. And that was a game changer for me, that I knew that Jesus is here and it is forgiven and he is taking it on the cross and I will live through that victory. And that is how real, how deep, how wide, how incredible the love of Jesus is. Mm.
What you did in that situation is actually reaching towards that agape love,
that
unconditional love. Yeah. And I think it reminds me so much. I don't know exactly if it was an English mile or something. They said that it was impossible to run under, I think, 4 minutes or something.
Yeah.
I think they said that it's humanly impossible.
Yeah.
But then suddenly one person did it.
Yeah.
And suddenly one after another did it.
That's right.
And because they have put a lid on, I think we need to remove every lid of how much we can love.
Yeah.
Because God has set the bar.
Yeah.
And it's not a bar.
It's endless.
It's endless. Yeah. And I think that's why. So when I ask people sometimes, so do you think you have reached your highest potential? And often they think, well, I can always be better at editing photos if you love that, or running faster, or but can you love more? Can you get better at loving people, loving your spouse, or loving? And I think that we need to be challenged.
Yeah.
We need to challenge one another. We can always love better. More and better.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Because God has he's already said There's no bar.
No boundaries.
No boundaries.
No framework.
So the question is, how do we become better every day? Because if you want to run faster, you need to practice every
day. That's right.
And if you want to love more and even better and reach this amazing love, you need to practice and grow every day.
Absolutely. And come back to that then. So, because in our crisis, marriage crisis 20 years ago, I was actually told there were things that you had done or I had done that was unforgivable.
Yeah.
People spoke that over me. If someone would have done that to me, I would never be able to forgive that. Or if someone would. So at that time, I thought I had in my head, there was that lid.
Yeah.
This, I have what I have done. And then you match everything with that. So for me, for a long period, divorce was the only thing because people said to me, you don't need to forgive that. You can move on. And
And then we listen to other people that are telling us what we can forgive and not forgive. And then that's sort of in our heads like, oh, can I? Can I not? Mm. But actually, you can.
And also after that, with our experience of how much we have been able to forgive, we have then been able to tell others, you can forgive that too. And I can tell you, we hear a lot.
Yeah, we do.
When we coach people, we hear a lot. And we're like, okay. And then we just, God, is this on the cross? And it is always the same answer. Yes, it is. And then we know, okay, they have been forgiven first by God. And then they can extend that to one another. And this is something I would like to finish off with. It's beautiful words from Ephesians 3. And this is Paul who prays for love to overflow.
Amen.
What a title. Yeah. Okay. So this is him, but I'm reading it over you right now. So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on the earth. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greater request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. So now we offer up to God all the glorious praise that rises from every church in every generation through Jesus Christ, and all that will yet be manifest through time and eternity. Amen.
Amen. I think just as an end note as well, it's talk about the endless love.
Ah.
And I heard something good says, how long does love and grace stretches? Longer.
Always more.
Always longer.
Always
there's,
longer.
There's no, so if you think that you've reached the highest in loving someone, no.
Further.
Further.
Further away.
Further away.
Further.
Further.
Ah, so good. So that is the final and probably the most important podcast on love that we have ever done.
Yeah.
Because it starts and it ends and it's finished with Jesus.
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, thank
and,
you, guys.
And if you would like to come in contact or have some questions, email linda@lifestyleofheaven.com. Or we also have Instagram.
Yeah.
Welcome Chaos on
That's
Instagram.
Right. Yes. And Facebook, I think.
Yes, we do.
That's good.
Yeah.
So get in touch, guys, and have a good week. We'll see you in March. 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 March.
Mortuary.
Mortuary. Bye.